Exactly.
In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95 BFM.
What's up, Steve?
G'day there.
Oh, hi, Steve.
How's things?
Oh, I'm good, actually. Really good.
That's very good to hear.
And John's good as well.
John?
Yeah, I'm good, actually.
Oh, sweet.
Shall we restart the computer in here? We just got to remind us. Oh, yes! You should have said restart now.
Should I pick a time or remind me tomorrow?
Remind me tomorrow.
Remind me tomorrow. Thank you.
The mainframe in here.
BFM, we don't update. Windows.
Rick's out there like, man.
He's not even in New Zealand.
Is he?
No. He's in Tonga.
That's kind of scary. I wish you didn't say that.
Very terrifying prospect.
Don't restart the mainframe in here for a software update.
Could it be as terrifying a prospect as the scariest horror movies?
What's the scariest of all time? What's number one? Let's go straight to the top, Steve.
For me, I was thinking about the scariest film that I'd watched, and there's certain ways you can approach it, and I thought, what's the scariest thing I remember watching as an adult? Because it's kind of the marker, right? Mm. Like, if you get,
right,
you know, you can get scared by, I don't know, you can get scared by something really innocuous in a drama as a kid, and that could stick with you for years.
Yep.
But the film that I kept, I had a succession of coming home on weekend nights a bit late and a bit wobbly. And I was like, oh, watch, it's a great time to watch that horror of watch. And a French film called Martyrs had me, like, on multiple occasions going, I can't watch this anymore, and having to get up and check that the windows and door were locked.
Wow.
And then I was okay, but I was like, I'd do the lap of the house and go back to bed and be like, okay, no, I'm fine.
It's just the power of cinema.
It's just the power of cinema. Now that one's a real goodie. That's an early 2000s French film that starts off, I'm quite familiar with the beginning, so I watched it about four times before I could actually make it through. It starts off with a young woman escaping, being held captive and tortured. She goes into an orphanage, meets a mate.
Right.
Years later, there's a home invasion thing, and it just gets sicker and weirder. And yeah, Martyrs. That's a recommendation there. Okay. Just don't try and watch it at, like, 1 or 2 in the morning on a weekend after you've been out.
I was just saying, I watched Hereditary about that time last night, and it was pretty intense.
That's quite a lot of sadness for that time of night, eh?
It's quite, yeah.
It's a
series of unfortunate events for sure.
Oh,
and some wizardry.
Oh man.
But yeah, I think most of my incredibly scary ones are early. Definitely It, like The Omen was freaky for me, and The Exorcist. I'm pretty mainstream, I guess.
No, that's, look, that
but all those ones just scared
that'll, that'll tracks. I think that you know, it's look, we live in a pretty secular society now, boys. But there's something to be said for that sort of like late 70s, early 80s religious horror, where like The Omen, The Exorcist, that sort of dragging stuff into a contemporary framework that you might be a bit like, oh, but too savvy and cynical to believe in that religious mumbo jumbo.
Mm.
Oh no, it turns out it's quite scary.
Here I am shaving my head, looking to see if I've got sixes on it. Damn it.
Yeah. Turns out if a kid's riding a tricycle around the upper level of the house, it is a bit more real than just an imaginary devil man. I was thinking about horrors because we've got Halloween on the way, which you know, is obviously
always gaining traction in this country.
A candy seller's delight, but also, you know, I can't get enough of public holidays, so let's start the lobbying for it to become a public holiday.
That would be kind of full on, wouldn't it?
But the interest in Halloween starts early. Netflix sent out one of their ever helpful news bulletins the other day, saying that their peak horror movie watching night is actually the 21st of October. So it's sort of that thing where, I guess, like, as you start, like, thinking about Halloween and we get a couple of, like, horror films releasing in the cinemas, people start decorating their houses, thinking about Halloween parties and their costumes and that sort of thing. They start watching these films. So yeah, Sunday 21st of October, peak horror watching night.
Okay.
Let that...
Now, Netflix has got quite a strong horror catalogue, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's... I think in many respects Netflix is the modern video store, and like the real video stores of yore, boy, there's a lot of shitters in there as well.
Mm.
But yeah, tons of good stuff. tons of good stuff too. Always worth a mine. I haven't come in bearing any like Netflix specific recommendations today.
But you have got that your hottest 100, don't you? Hottest 100 horrors.
Yeah, or as hottest. We've us classy types at flicks.co.nz have called it the top 100 horrors that scare you shitless.
Get in.
Some good imagery there. But we polled the public.
Has anyone ever crapped themselves while watching a movie? I'd love to hear from you. 309-3879 is the phone number, or 5395.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Or actually. Even peed a little bit.
Leave the cinema?
What, because you're going to pee?
Too scary?
Or I think that's just a general shark. Everybody just does that normally. It's any movie.
I know. I think my mother left the cinema for The Omen.
We should always go to the bathroom. Is that what you're getting at? Oh, was it because it was too scary? Okay, I got you. I thought... something else.
Now, in your list of 100, is there have you found like a common thread? Are they slashes or are they like?
It's all over the show,
aliens?
Really. Well, we wanted to know what terrified people the most. So it wasn't like what's the best horror per se. Yeah. It wasn't like what's a quality assessment. It's just the stuff that stuck with you, that led to experiences like mine, where you had to get up and check the fucking windows and doors were locked properly and stuff, or just things that sat in the head for days.
That it's
and
no good.
I think the thing that comes through most strongly, there's a generational thing. I think that. For a lot of people, you know, there's a formative period of watching horror movies that might be your, like, teens, right? Maybe teens into early 20s.
Mm. Or just, like, even when you're not old, it's when you're not old enough to watch it, that's when you're trying to watch it. Like, I watched it way too young, and it was not a good idea.
That's a good example.
Tim Curry It, obviously.
Because the Tim Curry It, it's, like, on paper, it shouldn't work, right? It's it's 1,000 page...
And I'm not really afraid of clowns.
A 1,000-page plus novel condensed to 4 hours of TV and only being able to do the stuff you're allowed to do on TV. So you go like, oh, it's kind of like, that means it's really watered down Stephen King.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that was that it played on television, so a whole bunch of kids that shouldn't have been watching it watched it in real time unfold and then had to deal with dealing with other like freaked out kids at school the next day, which is pretty awesome.
That was it, man. That
so
was
really
it.
Good. But there's also that kind of without spoiling our own hot content at Flix, Candyman placed really high up the list, and
people do get on about that.
That to me is a film which probably
everyone's got a mirror.
Everyone's got a mirror, and you know, people probably watch that at an impressionable age, maybe multiple times from the video store and the VHS.
Is that
days.
Sharon Stone in that? It is that.
No, it's Virginia Madsen.
Right on. Okay.
I've just rewired.
What?
I've just rewired your mental scrapbook there.
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
I'll live.
But yeah, it's worth a hint. I think it's worth thinking about horrors in this way. Like, it's not necessarily, horror can be something that you watch once, never need to revisit, doesn't stand up to repeated watchings, but because it did actually...
Oh, John jumped. Now, John totally jumped. Didn't see that scare coming.
I didn't watch a lot of horror as a young person, and the first scary movie I ever saw, I think I've told everyone in this room before, was Scream. And the first, like, 15 minutes of Scream scared the shit out of me.
That was kind of a return, I reckon. That was kind of a return of the scary movie, that movie. It was like, hey, everyone, remember these types of movies a little bit? Do you know what I mean?
It's remarkable that a film that is remember these kind of movies a little bit and pokes fun at the whole genre and is kind of like a meta-comedy is also fucking shit scary as well.
Yeah.
Another one that I really like is a Spanish film called The Nameless, which is... grim AF has a mother's been grieving for about 5 years for the disappearance of her daughter, and shortly after she disappeared a body was fished out of a lake and it had been tortured and but then the phone rings and it's hey mum, it's me, you've got to come find me or else they're going to hurt me. So this woman's been recovering from her like 5 years of being unable to process her daughter's disappearance and torture, now has got to go and rescue her daughter from being tortured. It's grim. Goes well with that music in the background there, doesn't it?
Right on.
It's a real horror vibes.
Someone said that.
Apparently Event Horizon is scaring people quite a bit.
I saw that at the cinema. We snuck in when we were underage, and that scared the shit out of me.
Dad took me to The Sixth Sense when I was 10, and it made me terrified of finding someone in my shower or vomiting under my bed.
Those are two good things to be afraid of under all circumstances, I reckon.
Whatever stops you from vomiting under your bed is a good thing, I think.
I I went to see the new Suspiria last night as well.
So this is the kind of the big blockbuster of the Halloween season?
I don't know what that is.
I guess so. It's it's post-Halloween. Its release date is early November.
Thom Yorke.
Yeah, Thom Yorke.
I played the title song the other day. It was nice. And I'm not a massive Radiohead fan, but I do like Thom Yorke, I think, in the way he vibes.
It's an interesting one because it's the original Suspiria has a score by Goblin. And that's far out. It's a bit of a, I think,
riffs for days.
This whole film really is, it's by no means like a beat for beat remake or anything like that. So I think the difference between Thom Yorke and Goblin is kind of the degree of difference between this and the Dario Argento original. It's patient, it's interesting, and boy, I had a lot of chats afterwards.
Is it scary?
With random people.
Yeah,
do you stick around after the movies and just kind of. How does that work?
We're just trying to figure. It was just in the car last night.
I just leave.
But you're just trying to digest. Like, what was that?
Yeah.
Bit there.
Did it have a rich color?
I don't think I like that.
No, it's the opposite actually. So Argento's one is like really super, super saturated and bright, and it's got these. It's Italian late 70s. So there's these crazy big beautiful sets and. The colour's really garish, and this one, it's just like, it's bled out. It's the opposite. It's set in late 70s Germany, and it's just kind of like Berlin's just a bit rooted, and so the colour palette of the film's a bit rooted as well. But yeah, it's something else. What it is exactly, I'm still deciding after sleeping on it once.
Someone else's dad took them to Last of the Mohicans when they were six. Fuck. Thank you, Texter.
I liked the good old days of the RP-13 and RP-16 classification that was used quite a lot.
Like you could go
to
the pub and then go to the movie, kind of thing.
Go to the pub
because you can take your kid to the pub.
Oh yeah, sure. Thanks, Dad. You could take your son to the counter, buy him his ticket, and then go back to work and leave your child unaccompanied in the theatre.
Ripping.
Thanks, Dad. Suspiria, there are some sneak screenings of it next week, which is Halloween.
Do we know what Suspiria means? If anything?
Size.
Size? Yeah. In another language. Come on, far out. Languages, eh? Size, everyone, apparently.
That's the, can you hear that? It's the sound of the whole audience sighing at you right now.
Oh, I didn't know. For not knowing that. Oh, well, look,
not being multilingual, Jesus!
Got sleeves here and I put my heart right on them, Steve.
Beautiful. Hey, anyway, yeah, Suspiria, there's some sneaks next Wednesday, which is Halloween, so have a look for one. Or just go see Halloween on Halloween, or just stay home and watch Netflix, or...
People have been confirming that the Halloween is good. I've heard that it's good.
It's a good time if you like watching people get pursued by... A slow walking.
I'm more of a zombie. I'd rather watch an early zombie movie.
Same speed.
Dawn of the Dead, or something.
Same
like
speed. Just shuffling.
Yeah. The creeping.
The frustrating scared, eh? Like, fuck, ready it. What are you doing?
All right, Steve.
Catch you guys next week.
See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.